Hi, Tom Castaldi here. Welcome to an audio walk through Fort Wayne's history. Miss Angeline Chapiteau, who sometimes is referred to as Angeline Chapiton, was the daughter of Louis and Catherine Maylock Chapiton. As a teenager in 1804, Angeline arrived in Fort Wayne from Detroit in a dugout boat called a Perot. She was under the watchful eye of her grandparents, Mr. and Mrs. Jean-Baptiste Maylock. Her family of three first lived in a log house outside the fort but within the outer stockade at a point near East Superior Street and the Spy Run Bridge. It was during the time when the Three Rivers area was a French trading post. Angeline, or Emmeline, as she was sometimes known, became the wife of Louis Peltier, an interpreter and trader. Later, she married a contractor named Edward Griswold. When first arriving in Fort Wayne, a bright young girl, Angeline had hair of such strikingly red color, the Indians called her golden hair. She was at once a favorite with the Miami people, who adopted her as a member of their tribe with solemn ceremony. With Louis Peltier, she made many trips to Chicago, then known as Fort Dearborn, and the two became close friends with various tribes. A story is recalled about the golden-haired woman who saved the lives of an immigrant party consisting of 23 people who had been ambushed and would have been massacred by the hostile Indians. With her own baby son in her arms, Angeline pleaded in the Miami language for the lives and the freedom of the prisoners. Angeline arranged a meeting with an Indian chief whom she had once befriended. Using his influence, a release was brought about for the entire party. During the 1812 siege of Fort Wayne, Mrs. Peltier, who had declined to take refuge in Ohio with the other women of the post, remained by her husband's side. After the siege was in full force, Angeline stayed in her house and from there served as a friend of both the garrison and the besiegers with the hope of using her good offices to bring about a peace. The Indian people during this time brought venison within reach of the house to exchange it for salt which Mrs. Peltier had received from the fort. The garrison was kept in food and the tribes provided with salt. On one occasion, an intoxicated Indian attacked Angeline. However, she managed to overpower him and tied him up securely with a rope before giving him a severe beating. She finally released him, but he later returned with a group of excited warriors who surrounded the house and demanded to see her. To Angeline's surprise, she found the Indians had come to pay her homage to her bravery and skill. The guilty but now sober brave had organized the party, which paid its respects and sought her forgiveness. Angeline Chapiteau Peltier Griswold lived a full life in Fort Wayne, becoming a part of the fabric of the region's legacy. She died in 1877. For NIPR, I'm Tom Castaldi, and I invite you to join me next time on the Heritage Trail.